This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Hey, the funkiest man I've ever seen perform live with tunes such as Trying to Chill, Next to You and Ride My Donkey on collectively amassing over 300,000 plays on Spotify. He's back with a brand new EP, Escape, Morning Maxwell. Welcome to the show, matey.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here, guys.
You know what? This is I'm really impressed because this is what a real DJ looks like. I'm just going through the stats here. This is what a real DJ looks like.
Yeah, Mikey.
I never claimed I was a real DJ. Andy just put it in the bio. I never claimed it.
Oh, hang on. Wasn't he just whinging off air about how dare I be an apprentice DJ?
I know. He wanted a pay rise, I heard.
I still do. Yeah. Look, your new EP, Escape, brings a very laid back and relaxing vibe to it, which is really different to the music you play in the clubs.
Yes.
Why is it that you've decided to release an EP with such a vast contrast?
Well, I think both songs are laid back, so I kind of wanted to bring a body of work and test out how an audience would actually feel having two songs released instead of just single by single.
Yep.
And the other thing is I hadn't really released anything since August either, so I was kind of like, let's just put a couple of songs out. I've been absolutely frothing over summer, but I've also been relaxing.
Yeah.
And I feel like those two songs kind of represent that a bit as well, which is nice. So I just want my fans to know that I do have a chilled side. And, yeah, I can enjoy some down-tempo stuff too.
Very versatile.
Yeah.
Well, morning, Maxwell. Mikey informs me that you get your clothes off during your DJ set.
Yes, I do.
Does this mean that I get to get naked as well
of
if
course.
I come to one of your gigs, or will security remove me?
You can get naked even if you don't come to my gigs. But if you do come to my gigs, you can also take your shirt off.
Oh,
and I'll make sure that the security guard doesn't kick you out. Sometimes I've played a gig and they've tried to kick me out and I'm like, dude, I'm playing. Like, I'm DJing right now.
No way.
It's ridiculous. Like, some security guards are so... They think they're so important, which they are, like, not dissing it at all, but, yeah, they think they're so important that they've got a variety of
something. Well, they are important. I mean, an uneducated, you know, man in a suit should be treated with importance.
Yeah. Sorry, and a big tag.
Sorry, security guards out there. I remember one show I was out of yours, I was trying to get the best angles of you, and I tried to sneak along the front of the stage, and the security guard grabbed me, and she was so mad about it, and she chased me back up. She wanted me to get Max's attention while he was performing to say that I was friends with him. It was hard persuasion.
Well, the problem was, Mikey, you took your shirt off, and we've all seen you with your clothes off.
Put I'm
your
a clothes hottie. Back I'm on. How dare you?
He's got a better rig than me, just quietly, but that's okay.
You've been pretty successful in the music business so far, and what pearl of wisdom would you be able to give those in the audience that might be considering a career in music?
Be yourself. Do your thing. I think, especially like making music and playing music, there's definitely like expectations and kind of niches that people might want to go towards. And if you've got your own sound and you love it, just do it.
So I've actually wrote that question for Mikey, so please look at him when you're directing
okay,
him.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, Michael, stop adhering to everyone else's vibes instead of your own.
I'm going to stop listening to Tom. He's giving me bad juju energy. Look, Max, we've got a recurring segment on this show. We want to know what's on your rider when you head to the shows. For those of you that don't know what a rider is, it's like a list of things that you ask for when you rock up to the set. What's on your rider?
I love riders because I don't really drink that much. So I've actually changed my rider. It's a 1 litre coconut water.
That is so hippie, isn't it? Oh, my God, the hipsters have come in for Fitzroy, haven't they?
Don't panic, it's organic. You know?
No, well, like he turns it into a bong at the end, isn't it?
I literally have that and then just some food on mine and that's it. Like,
what's your snack of choice?
I've been just requesting sandwiches just because, like, most people can buy a sandwich.
Oh, it sounds like a CWA meeting down there, doesn't it? We got coconut water and sandwiches for all the guests.
I wish I had some more interesting
things. It's so
things.
Rock and roll, isn't it?
Well, what would you have, Tom?
What would I have?
It's a huge question.
What would you have? Well, let's say Joy gave you a production writer. Yeah. What would you have as the famous host?
I'd want to... Oh, as a famous host. Yeah. Well,
you are a famous host already, but like, you know,
I love,
I mean,
Mikey. I really do. So we really enjoy being here. So I'd keep Mikey because it makes me, it makes me look better.
I think that
better.
Was part of the question.
It wasn't at all, but that's okay.
But my writer would definitely be, I want a topless barman that makes cocktails. Does that come?
That's doable.
Yeah, and then I'd like him like a massage at the end.
Get the barista from next door.
I need to add that massage part. I get so sore after gigs.
All you do is dance. You just on your feet.
I lose a couple of kilos of water weight and then I'm just like so sore by the end of it.
That coconut water is dripping out, isn't it?
You know, the coconut water has electrolytes though, so that's why I heard.
Ooh, you're a smart man. Hey, you've got a brand new EP out, as we were just talking about. Yep. You can stream your brand new EP, which is called Escape, everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Deezer, YouTube, SoundCloud. It's
Apple Music.
I'm forgetting the big one. You can get all of that. And you can find Morning Maxwell on Instagram, Facebook, at Morning Maxwell. Maxie, thank you so much for coming in. We're about to play a brand new tune. Lots
and what a
love.
Joy to finally meet a real DJ. It's just been fantastic.
Okay, Thomas.
Yeah, the real DJs.
This is Lost My Love, feat. Velvet Bloom by Morning Maxwell.
With Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.